Welcome back. In this lesson, we're shaping a filtered breakdown in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. And this is one of those techniques that can totally level up your arrangement. Because in DNB, the breakdown is not just the part where the energy drops. It's the tension tool. It's where you pull the floor out a little bit. Let the listener lean in and make the drop feel massive when it returns. For jungle and old school style tracks, that usually means filtered breaks, dubby space, teased bass fragments and automation that feels musical rather than random. So the big idea here is this. Don't just slap one filter on the master and call it a breakdown. We want the drums, bass, and atmospheric elements to breathe separately. That way the section stays alive, even when it's stripped back. Let's start by duplicating the part of your track that already has the main groove. In arrangement view, copy your 8, 16, or 32 bar drop section and place it where your breakdown will happen. If you can, line it up with a phrase boundary. That matters a lot in jungle and old school DNB because the groove needs to feel intentional. A breakdown that begins cleanly always hits harder than one that starts awkwardly in the middle of a phrase. Now label your sections if you haven't already. Something simple like drop 1, breakdown, build, drop 2. That makes it much easier to stay organized while you automate. Next, split your key elements into separate lanes. We want at least three groups here. Drums or break loop, bass, and atmospheres or musical layers. If your break has extra kick or snare reinforcement, keep that with the drum group. If your bass is a synth, a resample, or an audio clip, keep it on its own track. This separation is the foundation of a good breakdown, because each layer can move differently. A quick stock Ableton Toolkit reminder, auto filter for sweeping and narrowing the sound, EQ8 for cleanup, utility for mono control and gain, saturator for grit, echo or delay for tails, reverb for space, and drum bus if you want the break to keep some glue and attitude. Now let's shape the drums. Put auto filter first on the drum group. For an old school jungle feel, a low pass filter is usually the most natural starting point. You can also use a band pass flavor if you want the breakdown to feel more hollow and underwater. Start with a filter fully open in the drop, then automate the cutoff down as the breakdown begins. A useful range is somewhere around fully open down to roughly 300 to 900 HC, depending on how dramatic you want it. Keep the resonance moderate. You want character, not a whistle. A little drive can help the filtered break still feel gritty and present. And here's a really important teacher tip. Don't erase the break completely. Jungle and old school DNB live on ghostly rhythm, not dead silence. Let the snare crack still peek through. Let some transient energy survive. That way the listener still feels the swing, even when the top end has been pulled away. If the filtered break gets boxy, add a EQ8 after the filter and clean up a little around the low mids, maybe around 250 to 400 HC. If the snare gets brittle, soften a bit around 6 to 8K HC. And if the break is still fighting the bass, return later. A gentle trim can help keep the arrangement clear. Also, don't be afraid to automate the drum group volume down by just 1 to 3 dB at the start of the breakdown. That tiny move can make the filter movement read more clearly. Now let's handle the bass. Because this is where a lot of people either overdo it or remove too much too fast. Instead of muting the bass instantly, turn it into a tease. If you're working with a Reese, sub, or layered bass patch, automate the filter cutoff down so the sound narrows into the mid-range, and then bring it back in short phrases. Keep the sub controlled. In many cases, it's better to remove the true sub for most of the breakdown and only bring it back near the end. That absence makes the drop feel heavier when it returns. A strong breakdown pattern could be this. The first four bars have no bass at all, just atmosphere and filtered drums. Then the next four bars bring in one or two teaser notes every couple of bars. After that, the bass phrases become a little more frequent, still filtered. And in the final bars, the cutoff opens slightly, so the listener feels the return coming. If your bass is MIDI, shorter note lengths can make it feel more old school and more conversational. Less wash, more call and response. That's a really useful jungle mindset. Bass doesn't have to be constant to be powerful. Now let's bring in the atmosphere. This is what keeps the breakdown alive between the hits. Add one or two simple layers. A vinyl or noise texture, a reverbed stab, a vocal chop, a reversed break hit, or a short dubby chord. You do not need a huge stack. In fact, too much can make the section muddy. Send those elements to reverb and echo. Use the reverb return to create distance, and automate the send amount up at the end of each phrase, especially every four bars. that gives you those lovely tails that bloom into the empty space without taking over the whole mix. A good rule here is to keep the Atmos high passed, remove low end, keep the sub area clean, and let the reverb live in the upper mids and top end. If the atmosphere is fighting the snare or the break, a small dip in the mid-range can help. At this point, you should already hear the shape of the breakdown starting to appear. And that's the next key idea. Think in energy envelopes, not just filters. A great breakdown is not simply getting darker. It has a curve. It dips, briefly rises, then re-accelerates toward the return. So now go into your automation lanes and start writing those curves. At minimum, automate the drum filter cutoff, the bass filter or bass mute return, and either the reverb send or the delay send. That gives the section motion on multiple levels. You might move the drum cutoff slowly across the whole 8 bars, then change the bass phrase every 2 bars, then add a stronger delay or reverb throw at the end of each 4-bar block. This is where the breakdown becomes musical. The listener isn't just hearing a filter sweep, they're hearing progression. A strong arrangement might go like this. First 4 bars, filter drums, no bass, atmosphere only. Next 4 bars, bass teaser enters and the snare gets a little more defined. Then the next 4 bars, the drums brighten a touch and the movement gets more obvious. Finally, in the last 2 bars, the filter opens slightly, a reverse hit or snare fill appears, and the drop feels inevitable. Now let's glue the breakdown together gently. Group your filtered elements into a breakdown bus and use compression lightly, not aggressively. You want cohesion, not squashing. A low ratio, a moderate attack, and just a couple dB of gain reduction is usually enough. If you want more grit, drum bus can help, but keep it subtle. You're adding character, not flattening the life out of the section. Use utility too. If the low end feels too wide or the atmospheres are swallowing the center, tighten things up. Keep the bass mono. That's especially important in DNB, because low end control is everything. Now for the final 2 bars, which are super important. This is where you stop hinting and start signaling. Open the filter slightly. Push the delay or reverb into a tail. Let one key element come back with a little more energy. Maybe the snare gets brighter. Maybe there's a short reverse break leading into the drop. Maybe the bass filter opens just before the impact. The point is to make the return feel earned. A classic jungle move here is a snare fill or chopped break edit with a little reverb swell underneath it. You can also use a small noise riser, but don't overstuff it. In DNB, too many effects in the last bar can actually weaken the impact. Usually one or two clear gestures are enough. A very common mistake is filtering the whole mix instead of the individual elements. That usually makes the low end collapse and the breakdown feel muddy. Another mistake is over-resonant filters. If the cutoff is screaming, back off the resonance and use automation movement instead of relying on the peak. Also, don't make the breakdown too static. If nothing changes for 4 bars, the energy stalls. Even small changes every 2 bars can make a huge difference. A little cutoff movement, a send change, a bass fragment, a reversed hit. Tiny moves matter. If you want a darker, heavier variation, try this. Add a little saturation before the filter on the bass so the teaser notes still speak on smaller speakers. You can also use 2 filters in series, one for the broad movement and one for finer shaping. That gives you a more controlled, murky, old-school character. Here's a great quick exercise if you want to practice this properly. Take one of your own DNB projects, duplicate an 8-bar drop section, and build a breakdown after it. Filter the drum group over 8 bars. Remove the bass for the first 4 bars, then bring in 2 short teaser notes. Add 1 atmosphere layer, send it to reverb and echo, and automate the send at the end of each 2-bar phrase. Then add a final 2-bar lift with a snare fill, a reverse hit, or an opening filter. Play it back and ask yourself, does the groove still feel present? Is the low end controlled? And does the drop return feel bigger? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track. So to recap, a great filtered breakdown in jungle and old school DNB is built from separation, automation, and phrase awareness. Shape the drums so they feel ghostly but alive. Tease the bass instead of killing it instantly. Use atmospheres and delay tails to fill the gaps. Keep the low end disciplined, and make the final 2 bars do the emotional work, so the drop lands hard. If it feels empty, add phrasing. If it feels muddy, separate the layers. If it doesn't hit hard enough, make the breakdown more focused so the drop has more space to explode from. That's the whole move. Clean, tense, and full of that classic DNB pressure.